This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Because you should get misinformation from more than one source.
JFK assassination, the fake moon land, the Freemasons, chemtrails, CIA mind control, Area 51,
and the government vows to figure out what the heck is going on and sends drone spotting radar to New Jersey.
It's Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo. The doom scroll begins now.
Yo! Well, the news. Mentioned this earlier, but the Idaho murder case, the thing's supposed to finally go to trial this summer. I think July, is that right, Snowcone? It's been years. I mean, those murders. August now? God, the murders happened in 2022, but the trial's finally going to start, supposedly, in a few months, and there's been stuff trickling out, I guess really ever since the murders. We've been getting sporadic updates, and now the big thing over the weekend is the 911 call. They had released transcripts of some of this stuff, including text messages that the witnesses, or whatever you want to call them, were sending to friends and stuff like that. I know Snowcone read those very quickly. I don't know if we discussed those on the air or not, but the media had been trying to get a hold of the actual 911 calls, and there had been a gag order, and they couldn't have them forever and ever and ever, and now finally, because some of the stuff was released in these transcripts, they've released the audio from the 911 calls. So, I don't know. Laszlo and I both feel kind of torn about some of this. Like, why do we need to hear it? At least in this instance, I've heard worse. I've heard, like you said earlier, where you hear a mother come home and find her kid dead or whatever. I just feel really wrong listening to that. So these are their roommates, right, Snowcone? Or their friends and roommates.
Yeah.
And they're worried that their friends aren't waking up. She's passed out. She won't wake up. They don't know yet that there's been a murder. But they do know at this point that someone had said they'd seen someone in the house the night before, right, Snowcone? My timeline's a little confused, but that friend who had said that she saw someone and that he was wearing like a ski mask,
yes,
all that in those texts, did she text that to her friends before these 911 calls happened? It's somewhere around the same time, right?
Yes, she was texting. So there's a roommate on the second floor, that's Dylan, who saw the alleged perpetrator or whatever, and then there's Bethany on the first floor, which he never went down to the first floor. So she is texting Bethany downstairs saying, hey, I just saw some guy, and we can't get a hold of our roommates.
And Dylan's the one on the phone. They know that the dispatcher gets upset.
Dylan is who calls 911 originally.
They get it. The dispatcher's upset. She's like, quit handing the phone off. I've talked to like 14 people now, and eventually the phone's in Dylan's hands.
So it's originally Dylan. She passes it to a neighbor at some point, and the neighbor passes it to Hunter, who was Ethan, a victim's best friend. He's the one who came over and actually found
it. Yeah, and you hear him telling these girls over the 911 call, get out, get out, get out. And at that point, the 911 dispatcher still doesn't really know what's going on.
911 location of your emergency.
Something is happening. Something's happening in our house. We don't know what.
What is the address of the emergency?
112.
exactly what's going on.
One of the roommates has passed out, and she was drunk last night, and she's not waking up.
Okay.
Oh, and they saw some man in their house last night.
Okay, I need to know what's going on right now if someone has passed out. Can you find that out?
Yeah, I'll come. Come on, let's go check. Just
okay, so now she's saying, all right, yeah, we'll go in there, and then you'll hear the guy's voice in a second where he's telling them to get out.
What's wrong? She's not waking up.
Yeah.
Hello? Okay, I need someone to stop passing the phone around because I've talked to four different people.
Okay, sorry, they just gave me the phone.
Is she breathing?
No.
I am interested in the 911 dispatcher's tone in these calls sometimes because they do seem to get upset more often than I'd like or frustrated. And this is.
But what did this guy see?
It's confusing, isn't it?
Yeah. What
because
is,
they're obviously, they should be very bloody at this point.
Right. And he didn't say anything about that. She's like, is she breathing? He said no. Like, what does he see?
Okay. So they make the call from the outside originally. And the dispatcher's like, hey, you need to go check and see if they're breathing.
Right, right.
Okay. So they go back in. And you can hear the way the house is laid out. They go on the first floor. They go up the stairs to where Zaina, who they see. But the way that she's laid out is she's probably like 20, 25 feet away. And so I'm guessing what it sounds like is the girls stay on the phone. Hunter walks over to her to see what's going on. And really, I mean, you probably just see her laying on her side. We're not sure where she was found technically, but she's,
is it
she's
dark?
Probably laying on the side. It shouldn't be. I mean, it's
middle of the day. She's not breathing in.
So yeah. He goes over.
Yeah, but they say she's not breathing.
Yeah, I
eventually.
Mean,
yeah,
it's right, confusing. So how does she know?
So I'm guessing, you know, they at some point saw her, yelled her name. You can hear them in the 911 call yelling, Zaina, Zaina, Zaina. And then you can hear Hunter kind of far away saying, get out.
Get man. Out. Get
so
out.
I mean, how does she know? How do the girls know she's not breathing?
I think by the time she says she's not breathing, I think by that point, at least I got the impression that then they knew. She
well,
was
they say that?
Bloody and dead. Well, I don't. There is more of this audio. Yeah. There's a little bit
that's
more,
confusing,
but it's really
I
hard
feel
to
like
hear.
If I would have walked in, I'm like, "Hey, Snowcone's passed out. He's not
right.
getting up." I'm like, "Well, go in and see if he's breathing." And she's like, "Is he breathing?" I'm like, "No." I would mention that he had been stabbed.
Yeah, if you,
you
saw
know,
blood,
and that there's blood everywhere, I wouldn't just be like, "Yeah, no, not, he's not breathing."
Yeah, I don't think they
it
saw.
Seems like that's pertinent information.
Yeah.
So how do they know she's not breathing then?
Yeah, they didn't.
I don't know.
They
I don't think they saw.
They didn't know that she was bloody at first. That's for sure. If they knew by the end of that call, where they start saying, you know,
but
is she alive?
But if you don't
alive,
know she's
no.
bloody,
yeah.
Then how do you know she's not breathing?
That's what I'm saying. It'd have to be
right.
a dark room, and you go up and you put your hand on their back,
well,
and they're
the
not,
blood?
And they're not breathing. That's what I'm saying.
Man,
it would have to
be
dark, right?
It's not the bottom of the ocean,
right? I don't know. I really don't know. It's a little confusing as to why it took them. And I'm not upset with them. I'm
no,
not accusing
course.
Them of anything. But it is a little confusing,
it's
the
confusing
timeline of events.
How, and
these,
how they didn't see blood or they didn't mention blood. Like I, man.
And it's so clear to me.
And there was enough blood in that house.
It
was coming
out of
the
wall.
So
it was leaking
like,
out of
man,
the wall.
It feels like something you would know.
And when
you would say.
He says.
Like if I were to ask you, is Snowcone breathing? I feel like instead of just no, you'd be like, no. There's blood
covered
everywhere.
In blood.
Right.
Yes, covered in blood. I think he's dead. And when you hear that guy's voice say, get out, get out, I assume that he's now seen blood.
Right.
So why is it when he gets on the phone, when the phone's handed to him, I'm a little confused why he isn't like, no, there's blood everywhere.
Yeah, right.
They're
yeah.
dead.
I think what people have kind of agreed upon is that he was kind of protecting the girls in that moment. Like, he didn't want to say, yeah, they're dead, they've been stabbed. Because
okay.
these two girls would lose their mind. They're already freaking out, you know. So it seems like he's kind of... hey, you guys need to get here. Like, he knew what was going on, but he wasn't going to freak the girls out.
It'd be tough when you're talking to dispatchers,
right.
like, what is going on? Is
him.
The person breathing?
Right, right.
And I guess he just says, I think she's dead, right? So, I mean, I suppose that's, it's possible.
That's kind of the agreed upon narrative, I think, right now, is that he was protecting them.
Okay. Well, I don't know what other giant news story there's supposed to be about this between now
his
and
best
the trial
friend.
Starts.
And I don't know if he saw Ethan at that point.
Yeah, they make it sound like for sure you're only hearing about one girl, right?
They were close together, so I don't know if he saw Ethan as well, but I mean, he just found out his best friend was killed.
It sounds in that moment, from the parts you can make out, like they're talking about one person in particular,
yeah,
right?
Zaina.
And that's a Zaina girl?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they never go to the third floor, which is where Kaylee and Maddie were.
And what? So where was Zaina? On the floor in the hallway?
The way the PCA reads is that when they approached the room down the hallway, she was laying in front of the door in the hallway.
Okay,
and
so she's
Ethan
not in a bedroom.
In the bedroom.
She's
like directly in front of her bedroom is what it sounds like, but I don't know you know.
Well, you watched that CGI reconstruction thing on YouTube.
Yeah, yeah. I know, Alex.
I know. If you're laying on the floor.
The girls wouldn't be like, if she was like, is she breathing? Why they'd be like, well, I don't know, let me see. Be like, she's bloody.
Well, if it's a college, I guess in a college atmosphere, could you pass it on the floor drunk?
From the top of the stairs to where her room would be is probably 20, 25 feet. If she's, you know, turned over on her side, on her back.
Well, then why would they be scared to get close,
though? If you don't see the blood, then how do you know she's not breathing?
I don't know.
Right? And why would you be scared to approach her?
Right.
You're going to have to get close.
And if you said she was drunk and didn't get up, like, I wouldn't be. If I was like, Slim got wasted last night and he won't get up. I'd go in there like, is he breathing? I'd go towards him. If I saw blood, I'd see like, there's blood everywhere.
You would try and shake me before you call 911. That's the thing. If you saw me on the floor, you're like, I think he's passed
out. There's something weird about
it. You get close enough that you start trying to shake me to wake me up. Well, you know, maybe this plays into your
Well, I don't have any theory. It's just that, you know, I don't know if the guy did it or he didn't do it, but nothing just seems as it is. Right? Like, so, and I'm not saying that the guy didn't do it. Maybe they saw it earlier and did. Maybe they thought. They took time to report it because they thought they. It seems like somebody was trying to hide something, but it could have been that they were trying to hide something that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Sounds like to me when I was in high school and something horrible happened, but I did something tertiary to that, which could also get me in trouble. So I lie a little bit to get myself out of this.
Yeah.
But then as you're talking to people, you're like, this is really starting to make no sense.
Right.
And people are like, why? What? And it's...
People do it with the cops all the time.
You're having this big conspiracy when there shouldn't be if you would just say, you know... I did something.
I was driving drunk.
Right.
Okay. Yes, I was driving.
Drunk.
I was driving. All right.
I cheated on my girlfriend with her and had sex with her. That's why there's right. Like,
yeah.
But you keep that part out, and people are like, "Wait, what?"
Yep. You see,
why?
It happen a lot with police stuff,
and that's what this whole thing feels like to me.
I just don't get how you don't go up to the person and try to shake them before you call 911 if you think someone's passed out on the floor. I don't call 911 until I physically tried to stir them, right? I'm trying to wake them up, and now they won't wake up. Now I call 911, but maybe it's dark and I can't see. The U.S. has launched airstrikes in Yemen, Lazo. The Houthis, that sounds like some NPR stuff, doesn't it? The United States Air Force has launched airstrikes against Houthi rebels in Yemen for... Aren't they Houthi rebels? Houthi? Am I saying it wrong?
I don't know.
It has killed at least 30 people. And the president said the Houthis have waged an unrelenting campaign of piracy, violence, and terrorism, and have choked off shipping in one of the most important waterways in the world. Watching the airstrikes from his Florida home, the president also said he would use, quote, overwhelming lethal force to stop the Houthi attacks on ships in the region. He also warned Iran they would be held, quote, fully accountable for Houthi actions.
Does he go to Mar-a-Lago every weekend? I remember some of this coming up in the first whatever administration. The people talking about how expensive it was. Okay.
Because I saw something like he won something. Or he said he won. I don't know. He said, I don't know. So he was golfing somewhere. I think maybe he won some sort of tournament or something.
I mean, if you've got a place that nice and you're getting up there in age, you got this 4-year stint where now you're living in the house. I'm not saying the White House isn't nice, but it's like a museum, I imagine, right?
Right.
I can understand wanting to go back. It's like, wanting to go home on the weekends from your college dorm, right?
Hey, everybody wants to work remote nowadays.
Exactly.
He doesn't need to be in the White House to do his job.
Right. What do they call it? The second White House or something like that? So I just was curious if that was something that he's still known for doing, like if he's there every weekend. I feel like I've seen quite a few things where he's down there. And also, Trump today is supposedly getting ready to speak with Putin, or maybe he's speaking with him right now. I don't know. Trying to bring peace to
President
Ukraine.
President Trump preparing to speak with President Putin as he pushes for a ceasefire.
I'll be speaking to President Putin on Tuesday. And a lot of work's been done over the weekend. We want to see if we can bring that war to an end. Maybe we can, maybe we can't, but I think we have a very good chance.
Okay, he's talking to him tomorrow on Tuesday. Today's only Monday. So he's going to talk to him tomorrow, and hopefully that means
peace.
You know, we can stomp out the Houthis, bring down prices.
Houthis.
Yeah, they keep messing up those cargo ships. That's been going on for a while, right?
The Houthis.
Take out the Houthis. Get that over with. Warn Iran, you know, that if they support these Houthis.
Bend the knee to Putin and let's go.
Exactly. Let's get moving here.
The Church of Laszlo.
Because you should get misinformation from more than one source.
JFK assassination, the fake moon land, the Freemasons, chemtrails, CIA mind control, Area 51,
and the government vows to figure out what the heck is going on and sends drone spotting radar to New Jersey.
It's Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo. The doom scroll begins now.
Yo!
Yo!
All right.
All right, so this missing American student in the Dominican, she's presumed dead at this point. They think she probably drowned, and there's this Josh Ribby guy, depending on who's saying it. And he's a person of interest. He's not a suspect. He's still down there on the island. And remember in the beginning when they first said they had this guy, there were, depending on which website you went to, different outlets had slightly different stories. Like, they were on the beach kissing, and then later other ones would say they're in the water. Because, well, it turns out this whole thing came from one transcript that was in Spanish. Someone took the time to translate it, and I guess the others just played a game of telephone and report. Okay. So it does seem like now at least there's some consistency with the story, which is that this student, she's on spring break with her friends. They are at this resort. They're drinking at a bar. It's late at night. There's been a couple new videos released, actually, from this bar late at night. You can see her, kind of looks like maybe she's thrown up. You see her at the bar. You see her step way over into the grass behind the bar, and she's bending over. I don't know. You can also see in that video, they say it's Josh Ribby, this person of interest. But they don't appear to be together at that point in time. You also see him later hunched over in the grass in kind of the same area. And they don't say that he's puking, but I'm like, looks like he's puking. And his friends are kind of helping him.
There.
Yeah, maybe, I don't know. But maybe I just thought, looks like they're puking and I'm the only one. Later on, you do see video, or we've at least seen images from video, of Josh Ribby and Konanke, the missing girl, together. We know that all the friends went down to the beach. This is after 4 a.m. Most of the friends came home sometime after 5 a.m. or came back to their hotel room. But Josh and Konanke did not come back. By the time he comes back later that morning, he's seen on surveillance video by himself. So once they got a hold of that footage, of course, police down there wanted to talk to him. I'm sure the FBI wanted to talk to him as well and wanted to get his story. Turns out he's a student from the University of Minnesota or something, originally from Iowa. He's a senior, and he had never met Konanke before this. It looks like they'd met up that evening, probably for the first time. And they had been drinking, and he gave a statement. That statement, like I said, has now been a little more consistent in its translation, which is that they go down to the beach together. They're in the water. The water is about waist deep, and they're making out. Okay? Mm-hmm. That's when the wave hits them and apparently pulls them out to see whatever underwater a little bit. He had some lifeguard experience, but he said to the police, I had pool lifeguard experience, not ocean lifeguard experience. And he says that he helped get this girl out of the water. He pulls himself up to the beach. He sees her. He thinks she's far enough out of the water. At this point, she's at about knee deep, maybe, very shallow water. He asks her if she's okay. She doesn't respond. He throws up because he's vomiting water that he's supposedly aspirated. When he turns around again to look for her, she's not there. So that's when he thinks she must have picked up her stuff and left. She must be gone. And that's when he passes out and falls asleep. Okay? Mm-hmm. That's when he falls asleep. Wakes up. She's nowhere. He didn't think too much of it at that point in time.
Early Sunday morning, the man who may have been the last person with Sudiksha Konanke was back on the beach. Only this time, 22-year-old Joshua Ribby was with Dominican Republic investigators who are still searching for the University of Pittsburgh junior more than 11 days after she disappeared. Hours before walking the beach with authorities, Ribby exclusively told NBC News, "I'm just trying to help them out," adding the ocean is a dangerous place.
Wait, what?
I'm just trying to help. So Josh says he's just trying to help out the police. I'm just trying to help everybody out.
Who does he say that to?
I think that's just, well, let's go back and make sure that I don't get this wrong.
Days after she disappeared, hours before walking the beach with authorities, Ribby exclusively told NBC News.
I'm just trying to help out the police.
Right.
So, but the police have taken away his passport and stuff. It would seem that he's not allowed to leave. And his parents have accused Dominican officials of detaining him under what they call irregular conditions, saying that he didn't have a translator, didn't have legal counsel. And that's something, I was talking about this on Twitch when you stepped out to smoke, but if this guy is innocent, what a horrible situation to be in, where you don't speak the language. The police who are in charge sounds like maybe don't speak a whole lot of your language. I don't know. And you don't know your rights. Lazo, you've talked in the past about just going to Canada and saying, I want my lawyer. And they're like, that's not how that works here.
Right. They said that to me. I've been arrested in Canada. I'm like, hey.
Yeah.
I want a lawyer and I want my phone call. And they're like, you're in Canada, idiot.
Yep.
And I was like, oh.
In Canada, they're allowed to keep talking to you. Mm-hmm. You're allowed to go talk to your lawyer. They can give you advice like, hey, don't say much or don't say anything. But you still have to come back and cops can keep asking you questions. It's not like in the United States where they have to shut the whole thing down after that. So it sounds to me like at this point, I mean, we know he's a person of interest, but he can't
leave. His attorneys allege his passport has been confiscated. He is permanently escorted by the police anywhere he goes, and he is not free to leave. The U.S. State Department and Dominican authorities have not confirmed if Reby is officially being kept in the country.
Sure sounds like it to me, if that's what they're saying. Right. I mean, I don't know why the officials wouldn't put out a statement and say, yeah, we're not letting him leave yet, you know? But they did, like I say, translate this thing and get the story. Now it seems like everyone's on the same page with this story, and it answered a few of our questions, like the, you know, seeing that she's not there, seeing her stuff, thinking that she grabbed her stuff. That had bothered you and I last week. Why did she think she picked up her stuff if she didn't pick up her stuff? Well, it's in the moment that he turns and thinks she's left, it's like right as he's throwing up this water, right? And then he falls asleep.
He says their group had been drinking shots of pink tequila. Then he says they went to the beach with friends, the two of them winding up in waist-deep water before a big wave swept us out to sea. Reby says they almost drowned, although he eventually got Kunanki to shore. While they were still in knee-deep water, he says, I asked if she was okay. I didn't hear her answer because I started vomiting all the seawater I'd swallowed. After vomiting, I looked around and didn't see anyone. I thought she'd grabbed her things and left.
What if this guy doesn't remember much of anything? I mean, it's like a nightmare. Because if you've ever drank enough to black out, just imagine you're in another country. This girl's missing. You gotta have something. And maybe you do remember a few pieces, but what if he doesn't? I saw these videos that they're posting that one of these Dominican news outlets was posting on Instagram. And he looks very intoxicated. And you heard him saying they're drinking pink tequila. And it's 4 something in the morning. So just imagine, you wake up, you're like, you're dazed, you're hungover, you go back to your hotel room. You don't think much of it because you figure she left. Maybe you don't even really remember exactly how the night ended. What were we doing last night? I can just imagine those times you've been at a resort and you've got that cloudy memory of the night before. Like, I remember going to that pina colada machine in the woods there. Did we do something after that? You know, there's a lot of missing pieces.
I feel like you'd remember the
vomiting and the... Yeah, you said that would wake you up pretty quickly.
Like, if you thought you were drowning, at least I feel like you'd remember, like, I grabbed her and pulled her in.
Right.
But, I mean, who knows?
I know. I mean, I really say this is a...
The story sounds to make sense to me.
It's believable enough.
Yeah.
But I have the suspicion that if they... Because they're not even officially saying whether or not he's allowed to leave the country, I just wonder what other information they have that the media hasn't gotten a hold of yet. I mean, the police have been talking to him for a long time. He's been out there. They're trying to recreate this. If he's out there today again on the beach with the investigators, I guess going over the story again.
Right.
I'm very curious. I don't know how long this sort of thing takes, but how many days they say it's been now? 11 days, something like that? I mean, at this point, we all assume she has perished, right?
Correct.
And that she's probably in the water somewhere. And they have tried to secure that area in case her body shows up so that it can't go too far out to sea. I mean, but would they have found her by now if they were going to find her? I don't know enough about water
or either.
Deaths. I know they said that you sink at first when you drown because your lungs
fill
with water.
Whatever they would find now, what information would it give you?
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, even like Snow Cones were saying, like, you know, traumatic blunt force to the head. Well, that could happen in the ocean, like whatever, like, you know.
Yep. Don't know.
There's no, I can't imagine anything that they could find on her body would be like, oh, well, he did this.
No, it would just give the parents some finality, like she is, in fact, gone, right?
Yeah.
Which they probably know.
No, my only question would be, I feel like he's probably telling the truth. I do. Like, the way the story plays out, it feels like it, you know, there's no, like, I'm sure they checked him. There's no, you know, defensive wounds. Or, you know what I mean? Like, I'm sure they have, unless they tell us that there was some of that. But they haven't, and I feel like they would. So, you know, the only question, you know, maybe is, like, did he try to help at all?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, maybe that's where, like, again, we talk about, like, you lied just a little bit, and then it sounds weird. Because you're like, oh, I got her to the shore, and she was in knee-deep water, and I said, are you okay? And then I passed out, and they're like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Why? What, that part right there, where you could just be like, yeah, that thing took us out to sea, and I swam in.
Yeah.
I don't know that broad.
Right.
You know, and like, but you don't want
to
say that.
I could barely get myself back to
the beach.
Right,
but you don't want to say that.
Right.
Now that's they're like, oh, really? Let's talk about it. So you're like, oh, I got her in, and then I passed out. Like,
I have a feeling they're going to give us more, that maybe there are defenses, something, that they have information. The media doesn't have a hold of it yet. Like I said, I don't know how long that takes to get, but he's been down there a while.
Right.
And imagine if you're his family. I know it's, imagine her family. It's horrible, of course. If you're his family, though, talking about how they feel like he's being treated irregularly. They don't want to say illegally because they don't know, right?
Right.
I don't know what the rules are in the Dominican.
I don't know how
seems
you get a
irregular. Yeah, they said that he hasn't had counsel with them. There's no translators.
And I don't know how you hire a lawyer.
Right.
Right? Like, you hire a lawyer, but you're like, oh, this is a good one. You're like, okay, and then you find out, like,
you
know,
the bar in the
6 months later, he's the police chief's brother.
Right,
you're like,
well,
I
that,
know.
Exactly.
Right, like, all that is just, like, you don't have anybody to steer you in the right direction that you can trust. I mean, if this happens in, even if you're from Kansas and it happens to California, you can talk to people. You know what I mean? And people be like, yeah, don't hire that guy.
Right.
Right? And someone would help you walk you through this, where there, you're like, I don't know anything.
Nothing. It's a foreign country.
That's why I don't travel to foreign countries.
I know you don't.
I don't. That could happen
you've
to
been warning us
at
forever.
Any point.
I know you've been trying to tell
you
us.
You end up in a
you get drunk, you go swimming
in prison, and
who knows?
We're like, well, I don't know what this like.
What if your kids wanted to go to spring break in the Dominican?
No.
Okay.
No.
Certainly
what are you,
not
an idiot?
Now. I don't know. I'm just asking.
The Church of Laszlo.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.